I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. I've left my tea on the bench. Now, this is a disaster. It's going to be very cold by the time I finish talking. So we've been reading our way through Matt's missive. He's watching season 2 of the new Doctor Who. I know, I get confused calling it new Doctor Who, old Doctor Who. He's up to the girl in the fireplace because Mickey just came on board in the last one and says, having adored the Moffat episodes from last season, I've got to be honest that this one left me a bit cold. I didn't really buy into the close relationship that grows between the Doctor and Renette. In fact, if you think about it, it's actually a bit creepy. Oh, yeah. I mean, can we talk about Stephen Moffat's strange obsession with people meeting someone when they're young and then being in love with them when they're older? Like, this is the, like, has he written it 3 times? He did it with Renette. He did it with Amy. I mean, that wasn't kind of like an in love thing. I mean, she did try and pass him at one point. And then he did it with Riversong. And then he did it when he adapted The Time Traveler's Wife for HBO. He's written that story a few times. He's had a couple of goes at it, and it always seems a little problematic. Anyway, that's his particular thing. I find it strange. But, you know, there it is. Matt goes on to say, Rose and Mickey feel like spare parts with very little to do, with even Arthur the horse having a more pivotal role. Oh, man, I love that horse. The horse on a spaceship. I mean, I know we later on got dinosaurs on a spaceship. We have many strange things on spaceships. But horse on a spaceship is fun. I don't know if you've seen the new Indiana Jones, but there is some horse in the subway action that is probably my favorite part of the whole movie. Like, they do a lot of weird kind of CGI things, but that's kind of my favorite bit, just the kind of lo-fi horse riding through New York and then down on the subway. I'm usually a fan of the historicals, says Matt, but despite the incredible creation of the Clockwork Droids, I just found this all a bit, well, boring. The B word. You can't say the B word about Doctor Who. Oh my God! The fanboys will be on us in droves. No, I agree, Matt. I think there's some fun stuff in it. The kind of twist in the tail ending I really appreciated, that they've, you know, somehow these robots have created a time tunnel through to Renette, because she's Madame de Pompadour, because that's the name of the spaceship they're on, and in their crazy robot logic, they think they need to get her to and stick her in the spaceship to fix the spaceship. Like, I kind of loved that ending. It's great, it's fun, and you know, I really do love it. And it's, you know, that's my favorite kind of, I love all those things. I love the Twilight Zone, you know. I grew up reading like Richard Matheson and Harlan Ellison, and those kind of twist in the tale stories just really, I live for them. Weirdly, I didn't love Black Mirror as much as everyone else did. And maybe that's because I've done so much of that reading in my life. Like 2000 AD comic, which I read, you know, religiously, had a thing called Future Shocks and Time Twisters and Terror Tales, which are the same thing. It's like a 5-page story, twist in the tale. So sometimes when I'd watch the Black Mirror, I'd be like, oh yeah, I can see where this is going. Like, they're going to turn out to be murderers and everyone's having a laugh at them. And it's like, that's exactly what's happening. So yeah, Matt, I don't find it as boring as you do, but I do find the relationship creepy. And also, you know, I really loved Lady Penelope in this. Wasn't that... That was David Tennant's girlfriend at the time. And then in the next series, he met his wife. So, you know, things happen. Or was it... No, two series later. Anyway. you know, that's where people meet at work. The next is Rise of the Cybermen, The Age of Steel. Two-parter. And Matt says, whilst having the Daleks back is great, the Cybermen were always my favourites. Oh, so this is two episodes of pure joy. I do also love the Cybermen, and I don't think any of their stories are actually any good. I think it's because the Cybermen were, for me, there was that one episode with Tom Baker that I saw, and other than that, they didn't turn up until Earthshock years later. And they, I devoured all of the Cybermen books. So for me, I think the Cybermen were my favorites because of the horror implicit in what they were. Like, I'd seen a couple of photos from, you know, the 10th Planet and a couple of photos from maybe one of the Patrick Troughton ones, but all I knew of the Cybermen were the books, and I devoured those books. Like, I went and hunted them down at secondhand shops in libraries. Like, I had to read all of the Cybermen ones. Like, that was, you know, the fact that the Wheel of Space didn't come out as a book until a bazillion years later was devastating. I still don't think I've read it. I think I knew the Wheel of Space mainly because it was printed in that. I had that big, massive hardback Doctor Who A Celebration by Peter Haining. Like, that was my Christmas and birthday present one year. This is the tragedy of having your birthday in January. You get a lot of this Christmas and birthday business. but yeah, I knew the synopsis from that and also from the Doctor Who program guide. But yeah, I also was obsessed with the Cybermen, but I think because in my head they were amazing, but I only ever saw them in Revenge of the Cybermen, which, you know, always the Cybermen's plans are always really dumb. And, you know, even up to even up to the recent Cybermen, the Ascension of the Cybermen, like, their plan is bonkers. And you're like, what is your plan? It makes no sense. Crazy Siberian business. But Matt says, yeah, this is two episodes of pure joy. I mean, it's not perfect. He says, to date in 2023, I don't think the new series have ever really got the Cybermen right yet. But it's Cybermen. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm on the same page. Ignore their bell-bottom trousers. Ignore Roger Lloyd Pack chewing the scenery like he's not eaten in months. Is that... That's Trigger from Only Fools and Horses, isn't it? Yeah, who's like the boss that ends up in the cyber chair. Ignore the fact that for some odd reason it's been decided to give everyone's favourite metal meanies a new origin story and enjoy what is there. Zeppelins, the Ricky Mickey, and for the first time, just like last season with the Daleks, lots and lots and lots of Cybermen. Cracking stuff. I did like that they, you know, they had a new origin in this. There's a great origin story for them at Big Finish called Spare Parts, which is a Peter Davison story with Sarah Sutton as Nyssa. And it is a cracking story. Like, it is a great, fun 4-part episode, and it is creepy, and it's, you know, you kind of feel the necessity of making the Cybermen and the inevitability of the Cybermen coming into being. And that's one of my favorite Big Finishes. I think it was one of the first ones they released on vinyl for Fun Stuff. And I believe it's in one of the first 50 stories. And the first 50 Big Finishes are available on Spotify. If you ever wanted to listen to a Big Finish, you know, riddled with commercials, unless you're a, you know, premium member. But yeah, they're available on Spotify, possibly some other streaming services, just, you know, for nothing. Or you can buy, they're like $2 or something for the old ones. Like, I think like $1, $2 or something for like one of the really old Big Finishes. But yeah, Spare Parts is great. So that's an origin story. This is an origin story. And also they get another origin story in... the one we've watched, the with Peter Capaldi, his final two-parter, World Enough and Time. And yeah, I think it's that thing, like, you know, at one point they say the Cybermen are inevitable, and they are. Like, you know, I just love that they always just sort of turn up and terrify the living Balula out of us. I don't know what a Balula is, but that was the family-friendly word that came into my head instead of saying something else that was possibly blasphemous. I'm not even religious. I don't know why I'm avoiding blasphemy, but here I am. I spent too much time doing breakfast radio. Like, I've just got this gland that sets off and makes me say polite swears.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.